And we continue on the KCII Football Friday preview show. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's football recipient is Lone Tree football player Bryce Hauser. Bryce, congratulations and thanks for joining me here today.
Well, thank you.
So, Bryce, a great start to the season. Last week you had a big week, four rushing touchdowns, including one receiving touchdown as well. Another terrific start for the Lions, 4-0. What has contributed to the success of the team thus far this season?
Everyone's been working hard week in, week out. Our offensive line's been doing just a tremendous job opening up holes for me. And everyone, they're just working their butt off every day.
And it's really shown for it in the stat sheet, of course, 4-0. Specifically offensively, it just feels like your team's really on a groove. You mentioned the offensive line. Is everything just coming together in the offenses kind of last couple weeks as you continue to move forward?
Yeah, Casey has done a tremendous job at center just communicating with blocking assignments and everything. Like before every play, he'll call something, which helps the offensive line know what they're supposed to do to get the best hole open for me on a particular play. And the offensive line is just taking a big step forward this year after a loss in an All-State Dolphins Wales. Kaylee Yoder stepped up and done a great job as a sophomore, and Wesley's just, he's really physical and hits people real hard.
Well, coming into this season, last year you're a sophomore. You got, you saw some time at the varsity level. Of course, this is your first year really starting. Coming into the season, what were some personal goals you had for the season, and maybe that's within the first couple weeks that's changed? What are the goals the rest of the season?
Personal, I wanted to have 1,000 yards rushing. We haven't done that since Jared, I don't think. And team goals, we want to make the playoffs because last year it was really tough not making it after the season we had. And it came down to the Midland game, and we just missed it.
Yep, eight.
And that was tough.
Yeah, 8-1, tough way. That was kind of leading into my next question. Does that kind of, I know this is a new team, a lot of young players that weren't on that team from last year, but I'm sure 8-1 last year, not making the playoffs, really motivates this team this year.
Yeah, for sure. We just want to get there. We haven't been to the, well, we were in the playoff last year, or didn't make it last year, but we made it in 8 or 11 man the previous years. But we always lost our first game, and we always wanted to make that 11th game, which we haven't done in a while. So we just want to make the playoffs and make it to the Dome. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, moving into your head coach, Coach Aaron Bohr, he's been on the staff for a while. He was the D coordinator last year, but first year as head coach. How has the program changed under his style? What's kind of his coaching philosophy?
It's actually pretty similar to Coach Shields. I mean, just hustling every play, being very particular about things, about executing everything, or even down to, like, the way we huddle and break it and everything. And the only thing that's really changed is really, like, the plays. Like, he just changed the name of them, which isn't that big of a deal. It's just, it's actually a lot easier to know what you're doing, the plays, how they're called now.
Sure. Just the verbiage has changed a little bit.
Yep.
Well, moving into tonight, another big one. You got English Valleys. What have you seen from them on tape? What can you expect tonight?
They have a bunch of speedy guys. Andreessen, he's kind of their big playmaker. He's got a lot of tackles. He's their running back, and he's pretty quick. They have a good passing quarterback that also runs. So we got to be able to contain him when he scrambles and runs.
Good luck as we try and stay undefeated for the Lions. You mentioned a little bit ago, of course, that transition to 8-man last year was the first year of the program. You've had the chance to play in both 11-man and 8-man. What was the transition like, and which one do you like better?
I personally like 8-man better because there's a lot more big plays. It's more exciting for the fans to watch. It's more exciting for the players.
A lot more open space to run with, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How was kind of the transition? Was it tough to really get used to it for a while? Maybe the team as a whole, that's got to be tough moving from 11 to 8.
Yeah, I didn't play like a ton last year, so I had good mentors in Drake and Javonte, just watching them and how they did everything transitioning. So I kind of took that in this year and did the best I can.
Well, getting away from football, you're also involved in basketball and baseball. To put you on the spot, do you have a favorite?
Baseball probably is the first thing I really enjoyed, loved.
Is there something specific about it, or just you just love the ambience of the game?
I just love it. I watch it all the time.
What?
Me and my dad always go out and play catch, and all that.
Who's your MLB team?
The Twins.
Twins, okay.
Yeah.
There's a great turnaround from last year, that's for sure.
For sure.
Well, kind of getting away from sports in general, get to know you yourself. What do you like to do in your free time outside of the sports world?
Hang out with my friends, watch baseball, play sports. I mean, I do that a lot.
Yeah, a normal high school kid, nothing wrong with that. Well, yeah. Last question before I let you go, Bryce, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
I'd say my biggest one's character, because I feel like your character will be who you are when you get older in life and how people will remember you.
Very good. Right to the point. Nothing wrong with that. Well, Bryce, once again, congratulations on a great week last week, a great start to the season. Good luck tonight against English Valleys.
Thank you very much.
That was Bryce Hauser of the Lone Tree football team joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Football Athlete of the Week. Great job for Bryce as he looks to move forward. Lone Tree, a terrific start to their season. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.